We'll continue our discussion on Inyanei Geirus, on the topic of conversion, and specifically the question, does a fetus require conversion? Is it possible to do a conversion in utero? So let's go back a step. There seems to be an apparent contradiction in two different Gemaras in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos on 97b points out that there's a general halacha we learn out of Gershon Iskayer Kekatan Shenola Adami, that when someone converts, they're like a newborn baby. And therefore, technically speaking, let's say a brother and sister convert, in theory, they're not related and they can marry. Practically speaking, Midrabanan, we forbid it, obviously, but the rule is, when you convert, you have no relative. That's the Chasam Sofer writes, that's the source for Gershon Iskayer Kakatan Shenola Adami. That's how we know him in our Torah. So that's the general rule. So the Shaila the Gemara has in Yevamos is, that's true if you have two brothers, a brother and sister, and they convert after they're born, so everyone agrees, Gershon Iskayer Kakatan Shenola Adami. But the Braisa says, what if a woman's pregnant with two boys, and she converts in utero while she's pregnant? So the question is, do we say Gershon Iskayer Kakatan Shenola Adami, are those two boys in the womb related to one another or not? So the Gemara says, the twins are considered brothers. That when a woman converts while she's pregnant, the twins, the brothers are considered brothers. So it's mashma from this Gemara that we don't apply the principle of Gershon Iskayer Kakatan Shenola Adami is because there's no need, there's no conversion going on here. They were born from a Jewish mommy, and the pasha says, therefore, they're born from a Jewish mother. It's like anyone born from a Jewish mother, the kids that come out are brothers and sisters. So that's the, so from the simple reading of the Gemara in Yevamos 97b, it seems to be that if a pregnant woman converts, the kids are Jewish, and they're born Jewish, and therefore they're related. However, we seem to get a different implication from another famous Gemara. The Gemara in Yevamos, on Daf 78a, the Gemara tells us something differently. The Gemara talks about, the Gemara has the whole discussion about, again, a pregnant Gentile comes to convert. So the Gemara talks about the question whether, how does the process work? So the Gemara gets into the sugya whether uber yerech imo or uber lav yerech imo. In other words, is the fetus considered part of mommy or is it considered an independent entity? So Gemara goes through the issue that when a pregnant woman converts, so the Gemara says the fetus does not require, doesn't require another immersion, but not in stricha tefillah. You don't need another tefillah afterwards. So it's mashra from the Gemara that the fetus is considered uber yerech imo, is the limit of mother, and therefore a conversion includes the fetus. And the Gemara says, no, what about uber lav yerech imo? Maybe it's not. Maybe it's not, you could argue it's uber yerachimimo, and therefore it's one conversion. Or no, you could say uber lav yerachimo, and therefore, but when the woman is immersed, so the fetus is immersed as well. What about the laws of chatzitza? Of makbid, of rover the body being kotzeitz, and here it's kulos. So the Gemara says, no, Haina Ravisa, that since it's a normal process, so therefore it's not considered a chatzitza. And therefore that's why the fetus doesn't require an additional immersion after birth. In other words, so it depends. If you learn Uba Yerachimo, so then you are the mom, whatever happens with the mom happens to you. But if you argue Uber Lav Yerachimo, so then she's doing her own conversion. So what do we see from this Gemara? When it's trying to work out the process of how a fetus converts. So it's Masha from here that they're discussing how a fetus converts. Uber Yerachimo, Uber Lav Yerachimo. So if Uber Lav Yerachimo, you need a conversion. So therefore we see that from this Gemara to Mashma that someone born a fetus in utero, when the Gentile one converts, is not Jewish, and you have to finish the process after birth. So the question is, how do we reconcile the two Gemaras? And the Gemara in Yevamos, the first Gemara we quoted, 97b, it's mash when the twins are brothers. And therefore, they're born Jewish. But the Gemara in Yevamos, 78, it's mashma that they have to go through a conversion process. You know, whether it was some form of conversion process, mashma they're not Jewish. So how do we reconcile the two Gemaras? So, you know, different approaches in the Achronim, whether in utero conversion. Obviously, we see doesn't prevent them from becoming brothers. And some want to say there's no real conversion taking place in the utero. There's a whole discussion in terms of what's actually happening. However, there's a famous answer from the Dvar Avram. The Dvar Avram points out that he thinks this is the issue, whether a conversion is required for a fetus is dependent on our issue of here, whether uber yerech imo or uber lav yerech imo. If we say uber yerech imo, that the fetus is considered part of the mother, there's no need for a conversion, because the mom becomes Jewish, she automatically is Jewish. If you hold that it's lav yerech imo, it requires a conversion. So that's what he wants to say. The Braisa would said that the twins are considered brothers. That follows the opinion of uber yerech imo. Now Gemara here follows the opinion of uber lav yerech imo. That's what the Dvar Avram wants to reconcile. And as well, he has a very interesting approach. He wants to say that maybe as well, that if he gets into the question of can you be partially Jewish, partially non-Jewish or not. So he says if the Uber, you know, he gets in, so he wants to make a distinction, he says, between the development of the fetus before the conversion of the mother and the development after the conversion. Therefore he wants to say the twins, how are they twins? They could be siblings because of their connection that was from the time it was after the mother's conversion. And yet the twins require their own conversion because of the non-Jewish. So either way, it's a whole major discussion in the Rishonim Achronim. How do you reconcile the issue, whether conversion is going on or not? But the question is, my nafkamina. What's the difference if I say the child's Jewish by the fact that the mother's conversion worked on the child, or by the fact that the child was born to a Jewish mother? Either way, the child's Jewish. So actually there are many nafkaminas, we'll discuss a couple, whether the child was born to a Jewish mother or not, whether or was the mother's conversion when the mother, the conversion applied to the fetus, in other words, whether this child is a convert or not. So, number one, first the Ramban points out, is everyone agrees, let's say this child's a male, so he's going to need a bris milah. The question is, why does he need a bris milah? So, according to the Ramban, the way Ramban learns the Gemara, he needs a milah to finish the conversion process. According to the Ritva, that even if we want a taina, a conversion is required, it works in utero, and therefore, the only milah he's getting is l'shem mitzvah. So, the nafkamina, when the child does a milah, does he do it l'shem geirus or l'shem mitzvah? Another nafkamina would be along the lines, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, 135b, he quotes the Braisa that when you do milah on a ger, it doesn't require to take day 8, and therefore you should do it as soon as possible. So therefore, that's what I think the Dvar of Ram points out. If the conversion takes place in utero and the circumcision after the birth is a milah l'shem geirus, so there's no reason you shouldn't delay the milah until day 8. However, if it's a milah l'shem mitzvah, so then one has to do milah on day 8. And that also leads to another very a contemporary issue about, as well, whether you can do a milah on Shabbos or not. Because milah, it's only dependent on day 8. So if it's a milah l'shem mitzvah, so then you have a chiyuv to do it day 8, if day 8 is on Shabbos. But it's a milah l'shem geirush, you won't be allowed to do it on Shabbos because it's not considered a milah b'tzmana. You could have done it another day. And further practical difference, the Gemara says in Ksuvis, and daf yud aleph amud aleph, the sugya of ger katan, someone was converted while he's a minor. So the Gemara talks about you have the option to reject or accept the conversion when you become bar or bas mitzvah. So some of the Achronim point out the Avni Meluim. So if you're assuming the conversion takes place in utero, there is a conversion taking place. So at 12 or 13, you'd have a right to reject the conversion. But if the child is Jewish by the virtue of being born to a Jewish mommy, there'd be no option. Of course, you have the option, as always, as anyone, you have free choice to keep the mitzvahs or not, but you want the option to be Jewish, and then you're already Jewish. Another nafkamina is brought down by the Dugal Meravava, the Rabbi Yitzchak Lando, author of the Noda Yehuda. Let's say a woman converts without telling Beis Din that she's pregnant. So a woman converts, so obviously Beis Din knows what's going on. What if the woman's pregnant, but it's not obvious that she's pregnant, and she doesn't tell Beis Din? So Dugal Meravava says, it's like a ger kad, the Beis Din's converting the child also. If there's no conversion in utero, there's no requirement for Beis Din. So that'd be another nafkamina on whether you can convert in utero or not. Not whether you can convert in utero. That's another nafkamina. If in this case, what would be the status in terms of would you need, would Beis Din have to know that she's pregnant? If there's no conversion going on, no, but if there is, they would. And that's a very modern day question, which is very relevant today, and what's the koveya of motherhood in the case of an egg donor or a surrogate motherhood? Do we consider the genetic mother, the halakhic mother, or do we assume the birth mother, the halakhic? So, this could be, this definitely ties into the question. because if you assume that conversion is necessary, even though everyone agrees she came out of the birth of a Jewish mother, so if she came out of the birth of a Jewish mother, everyone agrees she's Jewish, or I should know. Everyone agrees, so therefore that would be the question. If coming out of Jewish mom is enough, then it shouldn't be a question. So from here, when I bring a raya, we see that genetic mother also plays a role, and it's a very practical question in terms of egg donation and surrogate mother. So to summarize, we did pointed out the appearing contradiction in the Gemaras. The Gemara tells us that the Gemara in Yevamos on 97b tells us that the twins converted in utero are considered brothers, Mashon the Jewish. Yet we know the Gemara in Yevamos 78 that it talks about how the conversion process is working, much when they're not related. So some said it depends. That could be the issue. Uber Yerachimo, Uber Lav Yerachimo. One Gemara is talking about that he's Jewish because Uber Yerachimo. Another one, Uber Lav Yerachimo. Or maybe you could be half Jewish in the time before him. But we said, Mainaf Gamina. Either way, you're coming out Jewish. Whether you did the conversion in utero or you didn't need a conversion, so my nafkamina. Nafkamina is, number one is, if the child's male, so he requires a circumcision. Is it a mila l'shem geiris or a mila l'shem mitzvah? Whether you have to do the mila on day 8, whether the mila could be done on Shabbos. The issue of child could reject the conversion or not. If it was a conversion in utero, why not? If he was born Jewish, no. The Dagul Merivava, let's say a woman converts without telling Beis and the pregnant, so if she's Jewish, they don't have to know. If the fetus is going conversion, then it'd be a problem. And that would be the issue. From this Gemara, it's mashma, that the mere fact that you come out of a Jewish woman, everyone agrees the woman's Jewish, would that be enough to be called a mother? So we'll have to continue on this.